This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 13th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, a federal judge today ordered the Trump administration to reinstate probationary workers let go in mass firings across multiple agencies. Those agencies include the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, the Interior, and the Treasury. Some biodiesel plants in the Midwest are sitting idle over a lack of guidance on renewable fuel policy. Kurt Kavark with the Clean Fuels Alliance America says the simple blender's credit expired at the end of 24, wasn't renewed.
There was no realistic path for Congress to consider an extension of that. I don't think there is even today with all of the trouble with 45Z. I think the fact of the matter is 45Z is a policy that's going to endure. So what we've been doing since January 10th and even beyond that is to try to do what we can to improve the implementation of 45Z, whether that's at the IRS in getting clear and concise guidance, or now to some extent our attention is shifting to Congress as they take up an effort to rewrite some tax policy, extend a lot of tax policy from the 2017 tax bill.
Kavark says the Biden administration offered proposals for 45Z guidance, but nothing's final.
The universe in which we're operating is that what we received on January 10th, which does provide essentially the framework, it points to the carbon intensity modeling. It answers a lot of questions. It creates a lot of other questions, but we think it's sufficient for our industry to operate on the assumption that the credit values that you can calculate under the guidance that came out on January 10th is sufficient for claiming the credit under 45Z.
The Trump administration has offered opposition to many provisions in the Inflation Reduction Act, but Kavark says some policy may not be easy to unwind.
There's an important distinction to be made, and that is the provisions that were enacted as part of the tax code are essentially statute that cannot be easily undone by an administration. That's significantly different from grant programs or loan guarantees or other monetary investments that may be made at the Department of Energy or at USDA or other areas.
Kavark says Clean Fuel supports growth of E15 gasoline sales, but takes issue with deals made in the legislation that would cloud biodiesel's future.
Where there's a bigger penalty that's borne out by the biomass-based diesel is in the actual deal that's been introduced in Congress that in exchange for E15, the ethanol industry has had to acquiesce to granting some refiners an exemption from their obligations under the RFS. This was basically the cost of doing business. In order to garner support from a handful of refiner members, they made this trade-off in exchange for small refiner exemptions.
Kavark says the legislation creates winners and losers in the renewable energy market.
The reason the biomass-based diesel industry is disappointed with this approach is, one, we don't benefit from an E15 policy. That only assists ethanol in accessing a greater market share. We have no issue with that. We support it. We hope they are successful. What we don't appreciate is the fact that through these small refiner exemptions, biomass-based diesel will lose gallons into the marketplace because they're being forgiven or relieved from the EPA as part of this deal.
Finally, Senate Democrats holding back support for the Republican-led government funding plan, preferring a 30-day funding bill. Senate Majority Leader John Thune said it's time for Democrats to fish or cut bait. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, we talk to U.S. farmers and growers every day to hear their concerns and help them meet their goals and challenges. From research and development to create innovative products to digital solutions to reduce water use and create healthy soil, we work hand in hand with America's men and women who feed and power the world. When the American farmer has a successful crop, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngenta-us.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.